This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. We're going to continue the conversation about the present and future of Black satire. Here's Bay Area comedian Alexandria Love.
Comedy is for the people. If a comic tells a joke in the middle of a forest with nobody else around to laugh, is it still a joke? Maybe, but not a very good one. By definition, comedy exists as a form of two-way communication. I, the comedian, extend my opinions to you in the form of a punchline, and hopefully you respond with laughter, showing me that the transmission was successful. Because of this, comedy has been used as a tool to transmit all sorts of important information. Black comics, especially, have always been extremely skilled in communicating their thoughts about white supremacy in well-formulated jokes. So well-formulated that sometimes white audience members ignored the commentary and just laughed at the jokes. Black comedy served the purpose of bashing white supremacy since the days of our enslavement. Only now, the tide has turned. White audiences are no longer the default. We don't write jokes for you anymore. Now, we're writing jokes for us. And they're great. Have you been on TikTok recently? There's some good stuff if you can get past the videos of extremely wealthy high schoolers doing the world's laziest dance moves. For example, there's this guy, at Kanise100K.
How y'all doing? I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
He's the guy that always has the freshest do-rags and asks the viewer questions about the Black experience. Like, how long does it take for your mom to say goodbye when she's leaving the cookout? Or you ask your dad if you can have McDonald's. What does he say? Or you just got invited to an event. What's the first question you ask? For those of you not in the know, the answers are too long, we got McDonald's at home, and who all gonna be there?
Are you Black? Are you sure?
Now, I know that TikTok has my algorithm down to a science. All they have to do is send me videos of Black comedians, baby elephants, and bearded men making pasta, and I'll be a happy camper. But I know that I'm not the only person seeing this hilarious dude. He's got almost 170,000 followers. Some of those people have got to be white. So that means that even when the content isn't for them, white people can learn about the Black experience and hopefully use that knowledge to empathize with us. The brilliance of it is, even if they don't, who cares? Black comedy isn't just about subverting racism or raising awareness about white supremacy anymore. Now it's just about us, our culture, our people, and what's funny to us. The message in our comedy isn't just, hey, white people, do better. Even though, you know, please do. In the antebellum period, when Black Americans were enslaved, we used music to hide our true intentions of escaping to freedom. We would wade in the water, follow the drinking gourd, and do whatever the spirituals passed on from our peers told us to do in order to achieve our collective dream of peace. We had our true dreams of freedom in our jokes, too, so that we can say them around white people without them knowing that we're rebelling. Now, we don't have to hide. We can be free to make ourselves laugh.
That's comedian Alexandria Love. You can follow her on Twitter at Alex from Oakland. Find all the links for everyone you heard from today at klw.org.